And one of the things we discussed was his career with Black Sabbath.
Look, what happened with Sabbath, you know, look, for instance, Black Sabbath 1, the first album, we recorded that in 12 hours, believe it or not. The whole thing was done in 12 hours on an 8-track machine in a little backstreet studio in London. It cost like 10 bucks to make or something. It was one of the biggest selling albums I ever did. Paranoid took a week. And then after that, the success started to infiltrate to the personal members of the band. And then we started it, we couldn't, it got to a point that if we didn't fly around the world twice and land in some obscure recording studio in the middle of nowhere, it wasn't going to be the best album. And I used to, my argument with Sabbath was like, why do we have to fly to Toronto in the middle of January and spend 3 months in the freezing cold to come out with what? An ice box, you know? I mean, it's like, I spent, the last album I did with Sabbath was Never Say Die, and it was the worst piece of work that I've ever had anything to do with. I'm ashamed of that album. I think it's disgusting. And we flew to Toronto in January. It was like sub-zero temperatures, purely because the Rolling Stones had recorded a live album, or mixed a live album in this studio there. And it cracked me up. I couldn't believe it. It was just over the top. We spent 4 months making that album, and it was just nowhere. We lost the initial idea of the album in the end of the day. So I did this new album. I went straight in, 4.5 weeks, finished it, and put it out. And that's the best way to do it, you know.
Do you think you could get as big as Sabbath has been and still have a good time? Does that always have to happen, that you get it?
No, I mean, that's why I left Sabbath, because Sabbath became bigger than what Sabbath was. Sabbath is just four guys, you know. If you pinch me, I'll hurt, you know. I'm no God. I'm no sort of superhuman being, you know. I'm just the same as everybody else. But it affects people. I mean, the rock and roll industry has an effect on people's attitudes to people, and it's crazy because you meet a lot of people on the way up, and if you stub them on the way up, they'll remember you on the way down. I mean, if I was to poke you in the eye, man, you think, what a creep this guy is. You don't have to do that. There's too many people in this world having a hard time without me adding my Tom's worth in, you know. You don't need to give people a hard time, not unless, of course, they're out to give you a hard time, then you just defend yourself. But I can't understand this attitude that people get in this business. I hate it. I don't go to these sort of functions. I was there with Rod Stewart and blah, 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 blah. I don't want to know all that. When I don't work, I'm being Ozzy Osbourne on stage. I'm John Osbourne at home. I got 3 kids and a wife. And I'm just an ordinary guy, a regular guy. I don't go any special pop stars sort of hangouts. I just go to regular bars. I'm a regular guy, and that's all I want to be. Because if it affects me to the point that I'm no longer me, then who else can I be?